WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Later in the show, 16 tons. But first, the best tunes, says rock and roll historian Ed Ward, come with family harmony. Brother teams like the Everlys were able to produce some of the sweetest country music he's ever heard.
When I first heard the Everly Brothers, I was certain that now I knew what the angels in heaven would sound like. It was almost like one body had two heads. Their singing was that close and intuitive. I really couldn't get enough of it. What I didn't realize, though, was that the Everlys hadn't invented singing like that. Probably the first important brother group to emerge in country music was the Bolick Brothers, Bill and Earl, who walked in off the streets one day in 1936 and got an RCA recording contract. And no wonder.
I'm not in your town to stay, said a lady old and gray to a warden in a penitentiary. I'm not in your town to stay, and I'll soon be on my way. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Oh, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail.
Their mixture of sweet harmonies and sentimental new and traditional songs was just what America was looking for in the height of the Depression, and they sold countless records right up until the early 50s. In 1947, they recorded their all-time classic, Kentucky.
Kentucky, you are the dearest land outside of heaven to me. Kentucky, your laurel and your redbud tree.
We'll be hearing that song again. The Bolick's first big competition came from Elton and Raybon Delmore, would probably be household words today if Alton hadn't died of lung cancer in 1951.
Hard little papa can't stand his ground. He was a good father, but he's done gone down. Lord, Lord, he got them brown, sturdy blues. Hard little papa standing in the rain at the wire was corn. He couldn't buy grain. Lord, Lord, he got them brown, sturdy blues.
Play a thing, boy.
The Delmore brothers could sing, but they also rocked, as songs like Freight Train Boogie, Pan American Boogie, and Brown's Ferry Blues showed. Their guitar work was amazing and drew other virtuosos. You can still find gospel 45s by the Brown's Ferry Four, which was the Delmores and Merle Travis and others. And if you play guitar, you ought to check them out. Of course, the Delmores also sang slow numbers, like this, their biggest hit. The gap the Delmore brothers left was quickly filled by Ira and Charlie Louvin, two very religious young men from Alabama who always acknowledged their debt to the Delmores and who could knock out a great tune just like them.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto him as you have him do to you. Give him things that you can do without to help him live. Love thy neighbor as thyself and he will love you too.
Now this old world could be a lonesome place without a friend. We need each other every day. Together we can win. There's a little good in every man, though countless be his faults. And a word of kindness you might speak could change his inward thoughts.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto him.
But the Louvin brothers also came up during the time when Nashville was establishing itself. and they had the advantage of top-notch studios, the A-team of Nashville studio musicians, and the best songwriters in town.
You're running wild. How long can this go on? You're leaving me alone and running wild. You're always gone. My love you never share. It's more than I can bear. You're running wild. You'll settle down someday and find I've gone away.
The Louvin Brothers ruled the country charts in the 50s, and certainly, as you can hear, set the stage for the Everly Brothers to emerge. Like the Everly Brothers, too, the Louvins eventually got to the point where they couldn't stand being around each other, and in 1963, Ira and Charlie dissolved the partnership. 2 years later, Ira was killed in an automobile accident, ending rumors of a reunion. The Everlys knew they had big shoes to step into, and it might have been more daunting if they didn't already know they had the talent. They also had the manners to thank the men who put them where they were, and recorded I'm Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail, and this.
Kentucky.
You hardly ever hear sounds like this anymore, even in country music. As far as I'm concerned, that's a real shame.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle, and he's co-author of the Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. This is Fresh Air.